Yesterday we began discussing Psukei Dezimra. The Gemara says in Masechta Shabbos on Kuf Yud Ches Mem Beis 118b, the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yossi, Yehi Chelki Megomri Halel B'chol Yom. The Rabbi Yossi said, I want to be with the people that complete Halel every single day. And the conclusion of the Gemara there is Ki Kamrinam the Psukei Dezimra. It's referring to Psukei Dezimra. That the Gemara says that Psukei Dezimra is called Halel. And the Sefer Eshkol writes, that's why we have a bracha, Baruch She'amar, in the beginning, and we have Yishtabach at the end. That's similar, identical to Hallel, where you start off with a bracha, and you end off with a bracha. So it's fascinating. Psukei Dezimra is not just, like we mentioned yesterday, it's the way to clear the path in the heavens, get up to where we're supposed to get to, up to Shemayim with our tefillos, but it's actually a Hallel. And that explains why the Tor writes in Siman Nun Aleph, he writes, Baruch She'amar Tzarich La'omru B'nigun. When you say Baruch She'amar every single day, you're supposed to say it with a tune. It shouldn't be like you're sleeping, and it shouldn't just be dry words being recited. It's supposed to be with a tune. U'b'ni'ima, in a pleasant way. Ki hu shir na'ev nechmad. Because it's a very pleasant, beautiful song. And the Sefer Chassidim, the Siman Kuf Nun Ches, which is a halachic work, writes as follows: Chakur lecha acher nigunim. You should search. You should investigate. You should look for a tune that you like. Ugeshetit palel amor osan baoso nigun. And when you daven the Psukei Dezimra, daven your tefillah, you should use that tune that you like, that you individually like. That your tefillah should be said with that tune. That will help your kavanah. And the words that you're saying, your heart will be drawn towards that because of the tune that you're saying. To make your requests. Nigun shemeichin es alev, it should be a tune that prepares your heart, l'divrei shvach, for the praise of Hashem. Nigun hamesameach, a tune that makes you happy es alev. L'man yimalei picha ava v'simcha, so your heart will be full of love and joy. L'misha roa libcha, levavecha, to the person that sees your heart. It's important. People should, don't just recite the words. Try to say it in a tune. Say it a little bit out loud. It doesn't have to be quiet during Psukei Dezimra. You should think of a tune that makes you personally happy, and then you should put that to the words of your davening, so that your davening is more enjoyable, that you are happier while you're reciting the tefillah to Hashem. And that will help with our kavana in our davening, understanding the words, appreciating the words, appreciating what's going on, and hopefully the whole experience of the tefillah will allow for those interruptions, as we said yesterday, those interference between us and where we're shooting for will move away with those beautiful, pleasant, song-filled words that we will be reciting. I wish you have an amazing day and an incredible tefillah.